This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we thank you. Whether you're listening on 550 KFIRE, the mothership of the What's on Your Mind network, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, The Flag, 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. And, of course, KTGO, 1090 radio. In Tioga, which made the list for somebody when we answering our question on what news sources do you most include. For North Dakota, you have Morning Lowdown. See, that's on KTGO with Dennis Lindahl, the morning program. What's on your mind? Todd, that's you and me. Right here, that's what we're doing. For all else that matters, Rush Limbaugh and the great one, Mark Levin. Thank you very much. Glad to hear from you up in the heart of oil country there as well. And, of course, KLTC 1460 on the western edge in Dickinson as well. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, don't forget the iHeart media app is great. Our app is really easy. Boom, one touch, and you're listening wherever you are, day or night. A lot of ways to listen, and we appreciate you. KFIRE does the replay from 7 to 9 p.m., so a lot going on. All right, we're continuing our conversation from last hour. One question, our question of the day, who do you trust for news? What's your go-to source? How do you break through fake news? Tell us at 258-0550 or 800-228-0550. If you're looking for something to do this weekend and don't want a budget buster, I have something for you. A drive to Minot from wherever you're at, and the Minot Air Show would be the thing because it's free. F-R-E-E. One of the great words of the English language. Free for the Minot Air Show, and you get to see the Thunderbirds and much more. Is that how you spell free? You agree with me? Jim Clifford is the deputy director for the Minot Air Show and joins us now for a little preview of the weekend. Jim, nice to catch up with you again. We saw you at the State Fair. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's kind of a busy week, but we're getting her done.
So tell us the schedule. What do you got planned for the weekend?
Okay, we're going to have an air show, and it's going to be one of the premier air shows in the United States. We have some great performers. We have the Air Force Thunderbirds are going to fly. The gates will open at 9 o'clock, and we will have both the South Gate and the Main Gate, which is the main gates coming into the base. They'll be inbound traffic only, so be two lanes in both gates. So that really is going to help out. Last year or 2 years ago, we had quite a backup on Highway 83, but we think this is going to resolve our problem with getting people on the base so they can see the show. The flying is going to start about noon, and then the Thunderbirds will fly about 3 o'clock, and then at 3:30, we turn the traffic around, and it'll be going out, four outbound lanes going back off the base. So, and then actually the flight line will close that down about 5 o'clock. But like you said, the best part of our air show is it's free.
That's no small deal. I mean, that's a lot of entertainment to not pay, any money at all. So I think that's fantastic. I really do. And a good opportunity to do that. And the Thunderbirds are extraordinary. They really are. I mean, Blue Angels were in Fargo over the weekend, and the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds are just, really bookends of just fabulous entertainment. I mean, it really is incredible what they bring. So if you haven't seen them, go see it. You'll absolutely love it. And, of course, you have so much more, too, obviously.
What a deal. Oh, yeah, what a deal. We got, we got our own local entertainment from Minot here, Kent Peach. He does three different types of performances, and every one of them is great. You know, Kent's one of the world-renowned performers in the whole United States and overseas also.
Aviation legend.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That
anything
man can fly.
Anything else you want to tell us about the weekend, Jim?
I would say if you want to see everything, come early, because we got a lot of static displays. We have the F-22 Raptor on the ground. You'll be able to look at it. You'll probably won't be able to touch it. You might not be able to see it because it's stealth, you know. But it will be on the ground. That's coming from Elmendorf, and that's, you know, probably the first time in North Dakota that F-22 has been on the ground. So what
a deal. Noon both days.
Well, just one day. One day, Scott. The 4th of August, the only day we have our show.
All right. I'm sorry. For some reason, I thought it was
Saturday.
2 days.
Yep. Yeah. Only on Saturday. But
only on Saturday. Starts at noon, and you got to be there. So get out there and take it in. All right, Jim. Thanks for getting us up to speed. We hope you have a huge crowd there this weekend.
Oh, we do, too. Thank you very much, Scott, for letting me talk about it. Appreciate it very much.
You bet. And we might be chatting some more later in the week, so give you some updates. Stay tuned for all of that. Let's go to Dickinson. Jan's on the phone. Jan, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Not supporting Kevin Cramer as he made that statement, him and his big donors. I think this is a plus for Kevin Cramer because he is not going to be beholden to big money. So the people of North Dakota know that we're electing somebody that is going to Washington that is going to be for us, the people of North Dakota, not beholden to people with big money.
Yeah, and folks should know, AFP is not supporting the president on his immigration policy. All right, they are much more towards no wall and status quo, if you will, on immigration. The same thing on trade. So there's a lot of things that there's at odds with the president at, and in a state that's very much in support of the president, AFP is out of favor here. So I guess it doesn't surprise anybody that he's choosing not to support Kevin Cramer. So I think that's actually a good thing for Kevin Cramer. If he had their endorsement, we'd have to say, well, why are they endorsing you when they want, no wall? Or, they're not for fixing the trade mess and a lot of things. I mean, I think AFP, by the way, I like the success of the Koch brothers, okay? I do. But when they have the magnitude of business that they do, they obviously are making decisions based on the betterment of that business, not necessarily all of America and everything else. And I think they've fallen into that swamp a little bit. You know what I mean? And so, Kevin Cramer's not going to go along with that, as we've seen in his support for Donald Trump. So I'm with you.
Yeah, and we know that Heidi Heitkamp, I mean, we know where the Democratic Party, a lot of their money, you get George Soros, you've got all these donors, and then one other thing I wanted to bring up was, when Kevin Cramer, when they had it on the front page of our paper that he was supposed to be connected to some hate group, and when they placed the questionnaire that he answered it, I mean, you had to practically use a microscope to read it, but you didn't see a full-page paper or a picture of Heidi Heitkamp high-fiving Chuck Schumer on the abortion bill.
Yeah, where is that? That ought to be on the front page of every paper.
Right.
I don't know. There's been much of a story on it other than her disputing whether it's a high five, which is insulting to the intelligence of anybody in North Dakota with, two brain cells rubbed together.
Yeah. Unless you're totally brain dead, you can read that one real quick. Okay. So that's what I had to say today.
Thank you, Jan. Glad you called. By the way, on this topic that you raised, and some texters have as well, speaking of some news, Hugh Hewitt was talking about it on his show. Laura Ingraham was. Donald Trump tweeted in the last few hours here, the globalist Koch brothers, who've become a total joke in real Republican circles, are against strong borders and powerful trade. I never sought their support because I don't need their money or bad ideas. They love my tax and regulation cuts, judicial picks, and more. I made a highly respected federal judge today. Is that, I think he's doing a continuation here. He says, I made dot, dot, dot. So I think that one comes after. Oh, I made them richer. Their network is highly overrated. I've beaten them at every turn. They want to protect their companies outside the U.S. from being taxed. I'm for America first and the American worker, a puppet for no one. Two nice guys with bad ideas. Make America great again. Interesting. Okay. Denny in Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm kind of calling in about the $12 billion supplement in the egg deal for the pork producers, the dairy producers, and soybean farmers?
Yes, for a lot of folks. It's a $12 billion deal that is a short-term stopgap out of the CCC, they call it. I forget what commodity, but you know, something that the Secretary of Agriculture has at his disposal to use. And in this case, it's a short-term thing to bridge the gap while trade deals are being negotiated.
Healthy ag industry is in all our best interests, but I did a little bit of homework here. 2012 USDA census, there was 369,332 grain farmers. This includes soybeans, wheat, corn, whatever, in the United States. For hog producers in 2012, with the USDA, it was 63,246. Dairy farmers fell 29.7 from 2003 to 2013, down to 46,960. That's according to AgriPulse. So that total is 479,530.
Hang on a second here, Denny. I'm getting lost in the numbers, but we'll finish on the other side of the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better, your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Dave. You in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Just listen to him. Just listen to him. He is absolutely the best. Happy birthday, Gene.
Just listen to him. You'll get a wealth of information. Good suggestion there. Ben in Billings County texts, the best source I have for constitutional news is the Range magazine. They credit and criticize politicians equally. Some kind listener actually signed me up for the Range, so I get it now. That's something? Yes, benevolent, wonderful, sweet, awesome listeners that we have here on the What's On Your Mind. It is a good resource. I agree with you. You know what else is a good resource? Secure Energy Future. That's a website, and it's all about securing your energy future. And a coalition that helps get that done with homegrown energy, which would be power you can depend on. They're all about enhancing, preserving, protecting all of these energy resources, all of them, including dependable homegrown coal-based electricity. That's one thing about the coal industry. They've always said, well, you know, we want a true all of the above, because a lot of people said they wanted all of the above, but it didn't include coal, which is the craziest idea ever when you consider the low cost and also the dependable energy you get from it. Find out more about this and how you can help at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back to the phones. Dan Moorhead, so you had a bunch of numbers there, and your bottom line on all the numbers would be what, Denny?
Well, the total number of farmers with those three, with the grain farmers, the hog producers, and the dairy producers is 479,538 producers. So you divide that into the $12 billion, that comes out to $25,024 per each
individual.
Yeah,
it doesn't work like that, Denny.
If you
go to USDA, you can find out how people, who's eligible, how they apply for it.
That's the max. That's if they give every hog producer, every grain farmer, and every dairy farmer in the United States, if that's divided amongst them.
It isn't divided, is what I'm telling you. It isn't. It's people impacted by trade, particular crops. It's laid out in the explanation.
I'm just being generous. If you gave that to every one of those farmers, it would be $25,024, or that's the equivalent of $12.30 an hour for everybody working in the United States for that kind of wage. Isn't that picking winners and losers? How many people are making $12.30 an hour or less working year round, and somebody else is going to get $25,000 or more?
Unfortunately, the USDA is full of all kinds of programs and all kinds of different things. This program exists. If you don't like it, talk to your member of Congress. Say, I don't like it. We ought not do it. But it's a program specifically for this. That's what's being done. They're using it not forever. This is a new program we're instituting, and it'll be here. It is a, you know, one-time thing because of the trade situation. And I get a kick out of the people that are being critical of it are the same people that are being critical of the trade negotiations impacting the ag community. You can't have it both ways. You can't, you know, on one hand not want the aid that's there in a program that exists, And then say, oh, this is really bad what's happening over there. So wait, ease the pain. Myron in Washburn, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Anyway, I have a lady come by. I'm blind, and there's a lady that comes by and cleans my house once a week. And anyway, she told me last week that somebody working for Heidi called her and wanted her to say something bad about President Trump.
That's interesting. I've heard some really strange push polls that are going on. Would you still be for Trump if this happened? Would you still be for Kramer if he did this? She may be thinking about that because they kind of are relentless in keeping, you know, they come back at you no matter what your answer is to try and, you know.
But I thought maybe, it'd be well for your listeners to hear that, if they get.
Doesn't surprise me, Myron, one darn bit.
That's what I told her, too.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
You bet. What else do I hear? Oh, I told you that Hugh Hewitt had said some things about this AFP deal, and they're kind of scratching their heads. How'd this happen? What's going on? Why would they do this? Obviously, the president is tweeting about this. Laura Ingraham talked about it. It's making some news. Here's a little bit of Hugh Hewitt with David Drucker from the Washington Examiner.
So I really don't know what the Koch brothers are doing. Not supporting Kevin Cramer is about the dumbest thing I've ever seen the Koch network do. And that's saying a lot, right? They've been involved in some pretty shaky races, but that's about the dumbest thing I've ever seen him do.
Well, look, I think from their point of view, they have been investing a lot of money to elect Republican majorities, and they are policy people. And if the judges are the only game in town or the most or that important from their perspective, then really nothing else matters, and it doesn't matter whether or not you reduce the deficit or reduce spending or have a, you know, a free trade-oriented economy. And then they might as well just sort of pack up and go home. And I think there's just a lot of frustration. And I saw a lot of this frustration. I remember this to some degree. I mean, I'm talking about the Koch brother kind of frustration with Republicans generally in 2006, where they thought, look, we thought when Republicans ruled the world, we'd have smaller government, lower deficits, and all this other stuff. And it was then the argument, why fold up and go home when judges and military spending and foreign policy are so important? But that's just not the way people think. They want a lot of different pieces of the menu, and if they don't get enough of it, they just decide it's not worth going to the restaurant. That's just how people and advocates think.
David Drucker, Washington Examiner, with Hugh Hewitt there. Interesting take. One from our listeners, Heidi and the Koch brothers will do what they think is best for them. North Dakota will always be far down on their list of priorities. Another, did you happen to see the story on Taylor Horsefest in the Dickinson Press at the end of the little story about Senator Hoeven, and I think it was when he was governor? I didn't, but that's interesting. Sad that the Taylor Horsefest is no more, but times change.
Well, they do have a fall event, and they're kind of going to fold it into that. So, I mean, the legend to live on, but, yeah, it won't be the same as the last 25 years, no doubt.
What do we got going on in Rolette County, Tim? Do we know? Did you see this? I'm putting you on the spot. Oh, Rolette County Emergency Management Office says they have had an active shooter situation in the city of Rolette. It's now over. The active shooter has been arrested and in custody of law enforcement.
Wow.
Residents are asked to stay away from the scene at this time. So there you go. So, yeah, not sure what happened there, but we had a couple of reports. We didn't want to report it because we couldn't confirm it. Now they obviously have confirmed it. So we don't play in rumors here. We got to get the real deal for you out there. Okay. Let's see here. I watch Fox and Friends first while eating my breakfast and listen to K-Fire 550 during the day.
There you
go. How about
that?
You got it figured out. Somebody telling us what their news source is. As for news, Drudge is typically my first stop, as you'll catch the majority of the major headlines from various news agencies. Also check the Daily Wire. All right. Thanks, folks. Dr. Mark Hagerot, Chancellor of the North Dakota University System, next.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort going on trial today in Alexandria, Virginia, after pleading not guilty to more than 30 counts of bank and tax fraud and failure to file reports on foreign financial accounts. Special advisor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway notes, none of this has anything to do with President Trump or his campaign for the White House.
This trial obviously centers on matters that have nothing to do with the campaign. I think
think that even Mr. Manafort, as I read it, had requested that there be no mention of his brief tenure at the Trump campaign several years ago.
She spoke on Fox News. Mexico authorities say that there were 31,000 murders in Mexico last year, much higher than the 25,000 they'd earlier quoted. President Trump tweets, "One of the reasons we need great border security." This is USA Radio News.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at Walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens Drumetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
'08 is when they started H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been helping ever since, over 100 years, high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. They started in Bismarck. That was the birthplace for H.A. Thompson & Sons. But across the region in North Dakota, now they serve everywhere. South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and, of course, all of North Dakota as well. So, a great story they are. They absolutely are. H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more online at hatandsons.com or call them at 701-223-3393. Tell them Scott sent you. Free estimates and much more. We're going to talk a little bit about higher education next on What's on Your Mind, joined by the Chancellor of the North Dakota University System, Dr. Mark Hagerot. Mr. Hagerot, how are you, sir?
Well, great, Scott, and thanks for having me on your show again.
It's good to have you on. Appreciate it. Good to catch up and talk today a little bit about long-range planning and different strategy discussions that are ongoing. Give us the 30,000-foot view, first of all, on what was the intention of this particular effort.
Yeah, what this effort's called, the State Board started this under Kathy Nesbitt 2 years ago called Envision 2030. Forcing the board to do some hard work to think long-term, because, you can be just consumed by the day-to-day. That's kind of like, the urgent takes priority over the important sometimes. So this is a follow-on what we did 15 years ago called roundtables. So about every half generation, you really stop and think, where's future trends taking us? And so the board had two meetings in May and June to review the work of the last couple of years, which was like 10 different study groups, legislators, faculty, staff, business people, and came out with some really thoughtful insights, about what's changing our economy and things we need to do to get ready for the future. So that's kind of a larger effort, and I can talk in more detail about some of the things that are driving change if you want to get into that.
How much does the effort you've just described coincide or track with, the governor's higher education roundtable related to governance?
Well, they're pretty different. He's looking at governance, which is kind of, where he appropriately would look since he appoints state board members. And so, the board hasn't been quiet on governance. We've been reviewing and improving what we can. We established, in fact, our own governance committee on how to improve governance. And we actually broke out the two-year schools that will now be reviewed in the fall for performance, whereas we used to lump everybody together. So we were already making some modifications, but certainly the governor, that's his kind of responsibility to appoint state board members, and then, of course, the Senate will confirm them. But this is different. This is looking at changing drivers that will affect our young people And, you know, for example, three things that we said, well, what's changed in 15 years? And with these folks, we came down to three big things. Number one, the students themselves are changing. So if you're older listeners like me, they're learning differently in the classroom, and we have to really focus on how to better help them learn how to learn, to become learning experts in a way. Other drivers that you can certainly understand either in the West and then also near the research universities is we're having two massive transformations, energy. The huge discoveries, which didn't exist in 1999, 2000, now are second only to Texas. So what does that mean? And then thirdly, you see it in the news all the time, and you're in this business, and that's digital media, you know, networks, big data, artificial intelligence, robotics. I mean, we didn't even have a UAS. Unmanned Test Center didn't exist anywhere in America in 1999, 2000, right? And now we have one of the leading ones. What does that mean for the universities and education? So the people are changing, the kids are changing. Energy is a driver economy, and then digitization. Those are three drivers. And then we began to parse what does that mean for specific things for the state board. So we went into further detail on thoughts going forward.
Is this something every university system in the country is doing?
Well, I'd like to compliment, you know, our presidents and our legislators that North Dakota has always been thinking about education. We had universities before we even was a state. We have actually among the highest propensity, I think, in the nation, behind only, I think two other states, of young people to want to go to college. So for your listeners that, you know, sometimes people beat on higher ed, but our culture and our history has always been very focused on preparing an education programs for our kids to better help them in the future. What's different about the people, though, is many, many students will be non-traditional. They will be people coming back for new skills. In fact, the majority of new students aren't 18-year-olds coming out of high school. They are adult learners needing to come back, or like my son, you know, a veteran of the Afghan War, as an enlisted Marine coming back to college later. So we're adapting to that change as well. And other universities, of course, are grappling with this too, of course. Yeah.
But basically, you're saying we're ahead of the curve here a little bit. We're on the cutting edge of looking out a few years and saying, what's the best strategy?
Well, in some areas, we definitely are. You know, our community colleges are among the highest ranked in the country. Bismarck State just got the first of its kind, a multi-dollar grant from a Silicon Valley company, first ever given to a community college because what they're doing on cybersecurity. And then several of North Dakota companies gave to that. So in some cases, we are ahead. You know, the unmanned systems, we had the first unmanned systems degree in the nation. UND is ranked in the top 20 of online universities. So several things, we are ahead. But I can tell you what's different is we are in a national, you know, battle for talent. We have outside universities coming in and poaching our best people. They had an article in a big East Coast publication that talked about the Midwest schools being the candy store for professors. And we haven't had a pay raise in 4 years, and we are losing people. Two good professors were just poached from a university just last week. So one of the key things we did is we, the board, and I want to thank Nick Hacker as the head of a budget finance committee and Don Morton, that we put in our budget immediately for this coming legislative session for a 4% raise. So we're mindful of the longer term, building programs are long term, but we also got to stabilize and reassure people in the short term.
Dr. Mark Hagerot is with us, the chancellor of the North Dakota University System. And if you have a question or comment, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. Also locally at 258-0550. If this work is implemented and ultimately, you know, the legislature says, I like it, the president say they like it, and it's implemented, the lion's share of this, what does the university system look like? What will the outcome of all this work be?
Okay. Well, let's say in the West, a big challenge in the West, I want to thank the lieutenant governor brought this to our attention, you know, former mayor of Watford City, Brad Beckendahl, Dave Hogue, Rich Warner, that the West is growing rapidly. Some estimates, 80,000 more energy workers. Well, guess what? Our university system in some ways is a pattern from history. You know, we have multiple colleges in the East. You count the Minnesota schools right across the River Valley, but in the West, a national publication, nationally listed as one of four education deserts in America. That's not a list we want to be on, right? Four worst states in America of access, and it's in the West. In Dickinson, you got to drive 200 miles round trip for a welding class. It's 200 miles round trip to take a welding class. So what President Scogin and President Mitzel are doing, they just met yesterday, is a polytechnic concept for Bismarck State. The fact our state hasn't had one is really kind of puzzling to me. Lots of states have them. And then Dickinson becoming committed to dual mission, meaning both liberal arts, but they are going to host more community college and certificates for workforce. So this is new. So in the West, adapting the models in ways we've never done before. In the East, we have put more money in for the first time in the system budget. We've got legislators supporting us on this, $10 million for new emerging technology. And I want to thank Governor Schaefer is chairing an emerging technology working group with Representative Mike Nathy, Representative Sanford, business people, that we've got to get new money that we do have in this state. We are a wealthy state into emerging technology. It is a race for talent and inventions. In North Dakota, if I'll be blunt, CNBC just had a study that showed North Dakota was number 48, I believe, out of 50 states in capital formation and 42 out of 50 in tech innovation. That's because we're starving our campuses for that money for new inventions. So a couple things on the East and the West that I could highlight that we're going to be doing differently if the legislature supports us, and we've got some good feedback so far.
On the resource side, where do you see that battle? Obviously, I think if we had you and the presidents in a room, they would say the spending level ought to be X, and I would guess that the governor some legislators are going to say it ought to be Y. So how do you, given what you've described and what you want to do, would no doubt require resources. Where are we at with that battle?
Yeah, there is daylight between the governor's budget and ours. I mean, I'll be up front, the state board, did not conform to his guidance. In fact, submitted a needs-based budget. And part of this is, it costs a lot more to run. And the governor has a kind of a very insightful way to approach the future, this run, grow, transform, that you've got to run your day-to-day business, you've got to grow it to meet, local changes. But then some is transform. And for your listeners, and many understand this, look at how farming changed. I'm looking at a picture above my desk right now, my great-grandfather's threshing crew, and I think I can count 24 guys on the threshing crew in 1910. By 1938, we got a photo of my grandfather doing the harvest himself. Our great-grandparents transformed radically. Well, it's happening again, and that's going to take money. But what we're finding, though, is our student needs are changing so fast, student health, addiction, that just holding steady is taking more money than we thought. And North Dakota's got some numbers that should alarm us. We're number one in the nation in suicides. Every loss is a tragedy, but that costs more money than maybe was anticipated. So we're asking for more money than the governor wanted as his opening ante, but he has been very supportive. He spent 7 hours with us, going through line by line, student health, research initiatives, workforce. But, I'm mindful he's got to balance a budget for the whole state. It's going to be up to the legislature, and we're counting on, thoughtful legislators. We've got many who've already told us they see the needs a little differently than the governor does right now.
All right, we're going to take a break here in just a moment, and we'll come back with a couple of emails and questions that have come for Chancellor Mark Hagron. Also, last chance for any calls in our final segment. He is the Chancellor of the North Dakota University System. We're talking about the State Board of Higher Education long-range strategy outcomes, and he's laid out a number of those today and talking about plans to do that. So, interesting conversation. Welcome your calls, questions, comments in our final segment today. Congressman Kevin Cramer tomorrow on the Talk Radio Town Hall, and I just learned we have a rather interesting announcement at the beginning of the show tomorrow with another special visitor. We get a lot of special visitors, don't we, these days? Yeah, leading in to this election, kind of fun. So we'll find out what that is tomorrow on the program. Don't miss that, by golly. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind. Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment.
This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you could save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thorlson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young. Lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thorlson. You'll enjoy it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Charts, most important thing to your health is what? Your sleep, folks. Your sleep. That's what matters so much to your health. And I'll tell you what, if you're not sleeping well, you're tossing and turning, wake up with a little kink in your neck, feeling as though you didn't sleep at all, MyPillow's the answer. MyPillow is the answer. Todd sleeps on one. I sleep on one. Thousands of our listeners sleep on one.
I try to sleep on one. Sometimes it gets confiscated.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
They're so good. Five more.
People steal them. You have to buy more. That's why the buy one, get one deal is great now at 800-506-9028. Or anything they sell from the Thermo Shield pillow top mattress cover to the MyPillow mattress and MyPillow bed, that great MyPillow for pets or the seat cushions, anything up to 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. All right, back with our conversation with Chancellor Mark Hankerott of the North Dakota University System. And Kelly in White Bear Lake has a question. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering, Chancellor, what the North Dakota system is doing and going to continue to do to recruit and retain students from neighboring states like Minnesota and the other surrounding states through reciprocity agreements, and thinking that we're in a metropolitan area that has 3.5 million people, and many of them really want to go to school into North Dakota, get their education, and maybe move there.
Well, thank you for the question. In fact, something we're doing that's really important is we're in what's called the Midwest Higher Education Compact, the partnerships of Minnesota and Iowa, Indiana, South Dakota. And in the last legislative session, things got kind of tight on money, and, you know, we've got to be sure we stay in that compact. So we're committed, you know, we're in a Western compact, so we're connected to everybody from the west of us. But that's one thing we're doing that if you'd heard about that, that was a little under pressure in the last session. So we're recommitting to stay in that connection, and also just committed in our reciprocity agreements we have existing, which is basically tells you a lot of Minnesota students do like to come to North Dakota because. You know, we've got up to, you know, 50% of some of our campuses are Minnesota students. So we're very friendly and open. And in the West, the Minot campus is very popular among Canadians because it's closer for them to go to Minot. So we've been good neighbors. The last point I give is Williston gives scholarships to students in eastern Montana to come and treats them like family. So North Dakota, I think if you stack this up, is open for business for lots of people, and we welcome them and we'd love them to stay.
Kelly, thanks for the call. And Mark, can you tell me a little bit about what is in the work in this long range strategy outcome that deals with how the university system is funded in North Dakota? I know a lot of people saw a drop in oil prices and obviously significant cuts needing to come from the university system. Is that addressed? Is that dealt with?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. It's very disruptive to run a university system that has to keep taking 18-year-olds every time they turn 18 and retraining workers. We're going to have more jobs change because of advanced technology. A McKinsey Global Institute came out and said 375 million jobs will probably go away, and an equal number will be radically retrained. Now, that's a lot of jobs. So for us to have to depend on the price of corn or my dad's wheat prices or oil on our retraining is not good. So we do need to be more stable. And one, we recognize we've got to be better stewards of your money. And we want to thank Representative Carlson, gave us some homework to do, the Senate Bill 2003, to look at shared services and costs. And we're doing some new things there. We'll report out to them. Also, I guess he's still a legislator, but he'll be stepping down. Roscoe Striley gave us a study on how to be more efficient with networks. So we're being good stewards, trying to tighten our belts, but also we've got to have an infusion of new money for new research, but also stabilize this. And so we do have proposed a joint study with the legislators, and I want to thank Senator Holmberg for working with me on this. It might have been his idea, in fact, by 2030 to have a stabilization or a buffering mechanism in place. It'll take years to build, but really you can't attract talent across the country when you got to tell them the price of corn may affect whether or not they get pay raises, you know. So we're working on that, and we know it's no way to run a reinvention business, because the last point I make on this is the best way to get stability is to diversify our economy. And right now we have a very commodity-centric economy, and we honor the oilman. My grandpa was an oilman. My dad's a farmer. But we got to get that third leg of the stool, which is advanced technology, innovation, invention. And so the university system is crucial to that, and we need the money and the support to do that. So
this is going to need more time to answer than we have, but I'll just run through it quick here. Why is UND funded at higher levels than other NDUS colleges when UND has 25% or more of its students exclusively online? That doesn't help North Dakota taxpayers. NDSU has 99% on-campus students contributing to local economy, and they are funded less. That's not right, you would say?
Well, you know, it's interesting. UND is one of the top ranked in the nation on online, and a lot of those students are Air Force students. The Air Force, back to all
you'll be up there in August for the UAS conference. They picked North Dakota. The Secretary of the Air Force is flying in. Vice President Pence was at Grand Forks. So we really feel obligated to help our Air Force students, and UND is one of their favorite spots that they have to move, and online helps them do that. Also, UND provides online petroleum engineering degrees to the West. In fact, we've just asked, and Dean Bershani has agreed, the State Board's asked him to study for the first time in history to have an online ag degree for farmers in the West.
Wow.
Because, again, remember, things are out of balance. 30% of the kids leave the West to go East. We got to meet them where they are in the West.
We're going to have to leave it there. Dr. Mark Hagerot, Chancellor of the University System, thank you. God bless, folks. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.